So in a work environment, women are spilling their guts on what men have said to them that make them say, you would never say this to a guy.
Right.
You would never say this to my husband. So why are you asking me? And I can't believe the guys actually ask these questions. Number one, I get asked all the time if all my kids are from the same husband.
Oh, my God.
I don't think my kid's dad has ever been asked anything remotely similar to that.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's awful. That's so rude.
Do men get asked why they put their career on hold before having babies? And then do they get told if then they get asked if they regret it or not? Because I'm really sick of that one.
Don't you remember? I'm going to name drop and I apologize ahead of time because this is so obnoxious, but it's right up the alley of what you're talking about. Don't you remember when we spoke to Lady Gaga and we had asked her how she felt about, we had interviewed Bruno Mars the week before and then it was Lady Gaga. They both were turning 30. And the question she kept getting asked was, when are you having kids? Nobody asked Bruno Mars that question ever. Oh, you're turning 30. That's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But they said to her, you're turning 30. When are you having kids? And I said to her, remember we said, don't answer that question. We just want to know, how is it okay to ask you that question, but not Bruno Mars, who also turned 30?
Yeah, same age.
And yep, and she said it's still, even though pop music seems very utilitarian and everybody just, you know, we're just out there making music for everybody, it's not. It's completely sexist and misogynistic, which is why she said she chooses the producers she works with very carefully because they support women.
This lady said, and I've never thought about this, whenever I'm without my kids, people always ask me if their dad is, quote, babysitting. No, he's just, you know, parenting.
Right.
not babysitting.
Right. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, yes. I've heard, you know, I'm on joke Twitter, but also once in a while I go on parenting Twitter. And that's one of the refrains that both the fathers say and the mothers, where they're like, when I'm with my kids, I'm not babysitting, I'm parenting. Yeah.
Why don't I color my hair? My doctor told me my face looked too young for gray hair.
Ooh, how rude.
Yeah, you would never hear anybody say that to a guy, ever.
No.
But you're going to say it to a woman.
Well, I do say it to my boyfriend.
Anytime I get slightly irritated or show any sort of emotion that isn't pure goddamn joy, I get hit with, are you on your period?
Oh, I hate that one. That hashtag yes all women. That's the thing that drives me crazy. If I'm ever, so if we're like at a store or something and I get ripped off or I don't know, something happens at a store where somebody pisses me off and anyone around me that I'm with will be like, are you on your period? No, I just, like literally somebody just stole my wallet. Like I'm allowed to be pissed off. I'm allowed to be pissed off because they're charging $5 for something that was $2 last week. I'm allowed to just be angry.
No, in their defense, you're angry most of the time.
Well, I'm always on my period.
That's true. And you're always angry. This lady said, I've been asked if I live alone by the cable guy and furniture delivery guy. Once I was driving a few miles upstate to visit a friend, the gas station clerk asked me if I was driving alone.
That's, you know, it's interesting because don't you remember, I think I've told you the story. I went out to dinner with a group of girlfriends of mine. There was like maybe six of us out for dinner, eating dinner, just like having a good time, doing our own thing, having wine, just, you know, girls together. And these two guys came over from the bar and they're like, hey, what are you girls doing here by yourselves? Like, motherfucker, I'm not by myself. There's six of us here. Because there's no dick here, you think that we're alone? Like, if a choice is to be with assholes like you or to be with five other amazing women, like, these are people. These are human beings. Like, step away.
A guy asked, did you ask your husband first? He's my husband, not my father. I don't ask permission.
Oh, that one must burn. I could see women being pissed off about that. Like when you spend money, did you ask your husband first? What?
Yeah.
I make the money.
But you still should ask him.
You know what's so interesting about me? I'm so unapproachable, you know, in situations like that, that nobody has ever asked me that question because they wouldn't dare. Because they know that I'm going to tear their head off.
No.
Don't step up to me, bitch.
No, you got to ask, are you having a good day when you go through a line at a grocery store? And you got to ask it the right way or she'll blow up at you.
Blow up.
As a woman in her 40s, I get asked, why haven't you gotten married? Or the more hurtful version, why didn't anybody want to marry you?
Ooh, ouch.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm sure a lot of women like me get asked, well, I don't get asked anything, like I said, but I'm sure there are women out there in their 30s and 40s that people ask, well, how come you haven't kids?
Whenever I was pregnant, I get asked, was it planned? That's something my husband will never get asked.
No, and men don't get asked. And men in their 40s, nobody says, how come you haven't had kids yet?
Yeah. Did nobody want to have kids with you? Is that the problem?
Right.
I'm a woman dating a woman. And men are always asking to join us in our bathroom. For some reason, I don't feel like it's going to happen between two guys in our relationship and us.
That's okay. I got to be serious for a second. I find that really insulting to say to lesbians, like, as it's so insulting. Lesbians are the last bastion of that is the last bastion discrimination that men feel like they can be like, oh, you, can I come over? Can I come to bed with you two? Or, you know, if I was there, you wouldn't be lesbian much longer. Do you not understand what lesbianism is? Like, they're not interested in you. I hate. When men speak to lesbians like that, it is so rude and so obnoxious. That ticks me off.
And a woman wouldn't ask that to a gay guy.
Right. I would never say it to two gay guys, you know, a couple. Oh, you guys, you haven't had pussy yet. You had pussy. Forget it. Wouldn't be gay any longer.
Can I be the meat in your sandwich? Come on, let's go.
Right, right. Exactly.
When a guy says, what size bra do you wear? None of your damn business.
Right. How big is your dick? Small, I would think. Probably small, since you're asking me about my tits.
I shouldn't have asked that question. And finally, I get asked when me and my boyfriend are getting married and why we haven't gotten engaged yet. Nobody ever asks him that question.
That's weird. So if you ask the woman that question, you're probably the kind of person that assumes it's the guy that should do the asking. So if anything, you should be asking him and not her.
When you gonna get when you gonna get engaged? Come on.
When you gonna propose? What are you waiting for? Again, my boyfriend and I never get asked that question. Nobody wants us married.
No.
Nobody wants us married. Nobody wants us having children. We have been together for 12 years and nobody has ever asked us when we're having kids or when we're getting married.
No, I would never
ask that
question.
There's nobody who wants that to happen. No. Yeah, there's no one who looks at us and thinks, that's a good couple. They should have kids.
They should tie the knot.
Right.